Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
EMCs, good morning to our early morning crew. We appreciate you hanging out with us today. This morning, we're getting closer and closer to Christmas Song in an Envelope. We will kick that off on Monday. I'm just letting you know, EMCs. That's it.
Might go quicker than Dead Guy in an Envelope. That's exciting.
Definitely. There's only so many titles. I have a feeling that this definitely will go quicker than Dead Guy in an Envelope. There's no doubt about that.
Knock on wood.
If not, well, you know, we got a game for January, February, however long it takes. That's it.
Oh, geez.
So we have that. I went downstairs to the refrigerator that's in kind of our finished basement where my TikTok purchase lives. And I was really mad when I went to grab, you know, like a Coca-Cola out of the fridge.
The spring loader that you sawed down or whatever.
And I hear, so I did that, and then I went back upstairs, and I didn't say anything about it. It doesn't work. I just can't throw it out. It doesn't make any sense. And then once again, I hear my wife go downstairs to presumably do the same thing, grab something out of there. And I hear this, "Why did you buy that?" I could audibly hear it from upstairs. I thought it was a good idea.
That's amazing.
So the TikTok shop sells nothing but junk.
That is false, because I can prove to you why you're wrong with three excellent items.
40, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Dale, I have an idea. Yeah. Maybe it's something different than Dead Guy in an Envelope. Something kick off in the new year. It's a different
I'm intrigued. What is it?
Different idea. That's next on Star 102. Now that I think about it, we kind of already played this game, but it's a thought. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Your games make me a little nervous when I don't know what they are when you're about to say what they are.
Dead Guy in an Envelope is a home run, and everybody misses it. I feel like that is a fair quote. If not, shoot us a DM. You not miss Dead Guy in the Envelope? It has just been kind of blah since Dead Guy in the Envelope.
I think some people miss Dead Guy in an Envelope. But
shoot us a DM
everybody.
Or call us.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from people that miss
the intro, the guesses,
the
entire thing.
Listen, I even miss the intro. The song's great.
So here's another idea. Besides, are you sitting down or standing up? Besides your age, weight, and birth year. Besides, I mean, the list goes on and on of the ideas that I've come up with that Jen hates.
But I'm just glad we haven't played all those since Dead Guy is over.
I know. I really, really wanted to. So I saw this yesterday and I made a note to myself. As Netflix is debuting that new game show, What's in the Box? Did you see that? We kind of have What's in the Box here because
We've
I have a box
a
in studio for your 2000th win during a ride of Trump 2. You're only 10 wins away, so that's exciting.
Is this like the Jimmy Fallon What's in the Box game?
It's, well, here, and I just kind of read about it. I didn't see a promo for it. So What's in the Box debuts next month. It's on December 17th. It's a 6-episode series hosted by Neil Patrick Harris, which I feel like I haven't seen for a while. Has he been... contestants face off in trivia rounds and try to guess the contestants of a giant mystery box filled with prizes.
Oh.
That might be something. Maybe something like that. There's no name. It's not an envelope. There's an item and it's in a box. So it's kind of in a similar vein.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a guess a day, or they can ask a question and it's a guess a day. I'm just trying to brainstorm on
here. Guess a day for a random item that's in a box.
Okay. Well, you came up with the idea. No, so we'll go with that.
No.
That would be exactly what we could possibly do.
That feels
so that's on the plate.
Even more cumbersome than dead guy in an envelope.
EMCs, if you had to choose, and I'm just throwing this out there, this isn't a definitive anything. If you had to play either What's in the Box or Dead Guy in the Envelope again in the new year, which one would you rather pick?
These are our
Would You Rather
choices.
Wednesday? Yeah. Just between those two right now. No, we have plenty of time.
Give me an example of what would be in the box.
Okay, we can do that. I want to take calls too in DMs, and I'll give you an idea of what an item might be in the box. Well, Cameron said we should play Dead Guy in an Envelope, so we will. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good.
Oh, favorites. But really? So you just have one person say they want to play it?
I'm afraid to look at the rest.
Oh.
No, it's not fair. I just am a little nervous to look at the rest of them. What's in the box or Dead Guy in the Envelope? We were just throwing it out there.
If you had to pick between the two, which one do you want to play?
Oh, Dead Guy in the Envelope. Rachel Johnson, thank you for being at EMC. We appreciate that. She said 100% What's in the Box she would rather play.
Oh, she would go with that over Dead Guy in an Envelope. I feel like there's even more options for What's in the Box. Like, it's more expansive. Like, you joke we're whittling it down with Dead Guy in an Envelope. Like, whittling down What's in the Box, it's infinite.
Which would last...
Well, it's
gotta be in the same vein as Dead
it's
Guy in
not,
the Envelope.
Though. There is a finite number of dead people, although I guess it's always...
A finite number of items could be in there.
In the world. There's so
Kevin
many.
Kevin Fox says, What's in the Box? Dead Guy in the Envelope.
No,
that's
Kevin,
a great play, Kevin.
Do not.
I am hearting that message.
Do
Heart,
not.
Thank you, Kevin.
Oh,
send
my.
Right now.
Goodness.
We have a another suggestion. Good morning to you. Love talking to our EMCs. So if it was Would You Rather Wednesday, it's either What's in the Box or Dead Guy in the Envelope. Which one are you going to go with?
Oh, I think we should do Dead Girl in a Makeup Bag.
Oh!
Dead girl in a Makeup Bag?
That's the sort of suggestion. I love EMCs come up with great ideas. Because we are used to, at the very, very least, I think that we can agree together that we are used to something at 6:05, 6:10.
Yes,
it's
sure.
What separates us from everybody else while they're running best ofs or not live or whatever they do. I don't care what they're doing. I care what we're doing. But the Dead Guy in the Envelope, we bond over. Like, you either hate it or don't hate it, but we're used to something there, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's for sure. And I definitely, listen, can I just say, I don't know that it's the game as much as it's your little ditty that you wrote for it. People love the song. People miss the song.
Well, that's a lot of pressure to write another song.
I know. Good luck.
That's
good luck. Did you write one for Christmas Carol?
No,
in an envelope?
I thought about it. Yeah, I think I actually dreamed about it last night.
Well, you got a few dates. Good luck.
I mean, it's
you
not really a deep
jingle,
you know,
bells and
Ryan Tedder. If you're listening, you write hits for everybody else. Can I get one? I just need a few lines. That's all I need.
Real quick.
So thank you for the interaction. We appreciate that. I just saw that What's in the Box is launching next month on Netflix, which is why I mentioned it this morning.
So Shedeur Sanders took the field on Sunday, but while that happened, burglars hit his home in Medina. We have more information now on what happened. That's in 60 seconds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 35 degrees in Menor, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know today. Brought to you by South Park Mall. The Medina County Sheriff's Office says about $200,000 worth of items were stolen from Browns quarterback Shedeur Sanders' home on Sunday while he was making his regular season debut during the game against the Ravens. There's now surveillance videos that shows three masked suspects in and out just over 10 minutes. They took high-end bags, clothes, and accessories. Meijer wants to build a new store in Strongsville on Pearl Road, just north of Boston Road. They need to rezone the land. The new store would have a pharmacy, drive-through, and pickup area. No gas station, though. The plan is now in front of the Planning Commission. Oh, and the AAA report is out. Says the busiest Thanksgiving travel ever, Timothy.
It always is. Every year. It's more people travel. Every year.
Good luck if you're
flying. They have no idea what these stats are.
82 million Americans expected to drive or fly.
How do you have any idea who's driving where? The flights, they're booked. You can track that. How do you have any idea where you're going, where Stevie's going, where I'm going, where our boss is going? You have no idea. You're just throwing numbers out. You have no idea who's traveling where.
You get so passionately angry about this.
It is the dumbest stat. I mean, they don't have any idea. And every year it's up. So if we do this story in 10 years, all of America is driving.
Do you want to know the best and worst times to be on the road?
I would love to hear this.
Go ahead. No, I bet you could guess.
Is it the eve of?
Well, no, the worst the day before? Time. The worst time, Tuesday, noon to 9.
Oh, noon to 9.
Noon to 9.
So it's the day before.
They Wednesday, 11 to 8, also bad. Calmest day, Thanksgiving itself.
Because you're already there. We know.
Well, right. So if you,
I'm traveling on Thanksgiving, so that stat is incorrect. I am glad that I am in a low flow area.
You are in a low flow.
I'm driving to Chesterland, thank goodness.
That's not traveling.
It is traveling. Is this like me landing at Salt Lake City and not being in Salt Lake City because it's the airport?
No,
so if I'm driving from Menor to Chesterland, I'm not statistically good enough?
Yeah. That's what I think.
So what's the radius of traveling?
I don't know.
To Akron to visit my parents, that's
this
definitely traveling.
Brings
that's
up
why this stat stinks.
A good point. I assume traveling is further than like just down the road to grandma's.
It's traveling. I mean, if I'm going from Menor to Willoughby, it's traveling. I have to go from Menor to Indiana.
Don't you think traveling is more like an overnight trip somewhere?
I really, in all seriousness, don't know. But
I don't
if they're
know
saying
either.
That those two times are the most important times, that would allude to your point that this is
they're
an
going
overnight
for an
stay.
Overnight. Right. Okay. Well, a lot of people going to travel, including Tim, apparently. It's 6:26.
I'm a traveler. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Good Wednesday morning to you. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So you may have seen the viral clips by now of the guy who jumped the barrier and threw his arm around Ariana Grande on the red carpet at the Wicked premiere. Well, we have more information on who this guy is, what his name is, what he goes by, and how many victims he's had.
I was going to say, this is what he's known for, and not in a good way.
No, not at all.
Absolutely.
It's kind of weird.
It is very weird and something you should take a listen to. So we're less than 4 minutes away from those details.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So there's a video that's going viral. It happened over the weekend at the Wicked premiere in Singapore. They were on the red carpet and the cast was walking down the carpet together. They were kind of linked in arms when a guy jumped over the barrier and ran to Ariana Grande yelling for her and grabbing her. Her co-star Cynthia Erivo stepped in to yell at him and push him off of her. It was kind of funny because she like stepped in before the security guards and then the security guards did in fact grab the guy and removed him from the scene, and now court documents confirm he faces up to 3 months in jail and a fine of over $1,500. But this isn't a new thing for this guy. His name is Johnson Wen, aka Pajama Man, on social media. His account on TikTok has now been taken down by the social media platform, but I did see it before they took it down, and he had three pinned posts. One was a viral video of him jumping on stage with Katy Perry before security got to him. And the caption was, "Thanks for bringing me on stage, Katy Perry," like he was invited.
Oh,
but he was not. He, you know, rushed stage. And then another pin video is him doing the same thing at the Chainsmokers concert. But the duo, they immediately took him off stage. Like Katy Perry was like just shocked. She was just standing there confused, like not knowing what to do. When at the Chainsmokers, they both grabbed him and like basically like took him off stage themselves. And then he has another video of him doing it at the Weeknd concert. And all of them are captioned kind of the same. Like, "Oh, thanks for letting me on stage. It was great performing with you." Things like that. Like, it's like crazy.
So it doesn't seem like he's there to harm anybody. This is just his bit.
He wants to get views. He grabs them. Like, he always hugs them. Like,
right.
It's not
he does.
But he's not intentionally trying to hurt them. And he said that in a statement. He was like, oh, it's harmless. But it's not. Mentally. But yes, his intentions are to, like,
but you wouldn't know attention. That. I mean, especially then I see the comments about Katy Perry. It's like, why didn't she do something? If you're on stage and you have all those bright lights and you're, you know, the choreography, just think of everything that you're thinking of, and some random jumps up there and hugs you, or even if he just runs by or anything, what reaction would you have?
It's
like, how are you blaming Katy Perry?
Yeah,
I know.
Probably best for her to keep chill, knowing security's right there, like, instead of it escalating. I don't know. But, like, it's just crazy that he has to do this.
I would think on the red carpet, it would be terrifying, too. They're walking through tons of people. They have photographers screaming at them, fans screaming at them, and they're trying to be polite and nice and everything. And then all of a sudden, someone's touching you.
Like, rushing at you. Like, and you don't know what their intention is at the time.
Right.
You don't know.
Could they be hurting you? Yeah. Could they be, that's scary stuff.
So we have any idea if he'll get jail time, or who has any idea?
Yeah,
we don't know yet, right?
To go to court. Hopefully. I mean, they could. I mean, his record is all over TikTok. He is posting this. They know he is a repeat offender.
I'm glad they took down his account, though, so he can't get the clicks for it, right?
Yes, because he had a lot of views. He should not even be allowed to ever go to a concert ever again.
Right.
Yeah.
Can't trust the guy.
No, that makes sense. And see, obviously, it wasn't a one-off. It's something he's doing all the time. All right, that's great, Stevie, on the socials. What'd you buy from the TikTok shop that was junk? Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Really, we already hit that yesterday at 7:10. Apparently, Jen, I don't know how many items you had to buy at a TikTok shop to find three that were good, but we're going to get to that.
I have three very good items I bought, and I won't be. You're going to want to buy two of them, I bet.
First of all, I will never buy anything from TikTok shop again. Now, I maybe find it elsewhere. And we have, I believe it's Karen that said that she bought something that was TikTok junk as well. She calls it TikTok junk. I like that phrase.
Oh, I'd like to hear what hers item is, too.
And I want to go, once again, I want to preface this with, I want to buy items from the TikTok shop. I am on there scrolling. I scroll over. I go through the shop, and things are very intriguing. I just am buying junk. And I understand that a percentage is on me. I know that. I want to go back. I want this to work. I feel like I'm broken up, and I feel like it's me. And I want to go back.
It is you.
And I want to know why.
I mean, Stevie figured it out yesterday. It is you. You're not reading enough about the items.
Which is unlike me.
It is unlike you.
Because I can tell you, like, for a perfect example, we're getting to the three things. I need a microwave. I can tell you the serial number and the wattage and the, you know, 1.1 cubic. I can tell you everything about this microwave that I need. And then I go to the TikTok shop and I just let it rip.
That's because you trust the video you're watching.
But they're so good.
I know. They are so good.
And they're calling my name.
I know. They really are.
And I can buy now.
It's okay.
And I can choose the color.
I think you need
it. It's all right there.
I know.
It's all right
there.
They
make it so easy, don't they?
All right. Jen rubs it in at 7:10.
Yeah, I will. Finally, Wicked for Good out this weekend. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm also mad, but we'll get to that later. One local theater has you covered for 33 hours. It's 35 degrees in Menor, today's Star City.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are the three things you need
to
know today.
Menor, Ohio.
Brought to you by South Park Mall.
First time in 2025.
That is false.
This is an early Christmas miracle.
It's every time you do this. All right, here we go. We're just days away now. Wicked for Good will be released this weekend. If you're a super fan, listen to this. Phoenix Theaters in North Olmsted is doing the film for 33 straight hours, beginning at 2 p.m. tomorrow. They're going to run nonstop showings of Wicked for Good. You can even go at 1 in the morning. You can go at 3:30 in the morning. You can go at 4:45.
I don't know why you're complaining. Just go at 1 in the morning.
No,
you talk about a binge brat. You are also a big screen binge brat.
I am.
Self-admitted. Yeah.
I went to buy, because we've been waiting to find,
go this path. I'm just saying, you have options. Now that I hear this, and this is the first time I heard this,
no,
you have no reason to complain.
I'm not going, yes, sir, because there are.
Yes, sir.
I was so mad.
Were we like 10?
Yes.
You have options and you're complaining.
Because they're sold out. There are so many. Everybody bought their tickets already, and I had to wait because of a stupid basketball tournament. We finally got the times, and then I could figure out when I could go.
It's your kids' sports. There's
nothing more important, but could they have let us know a little earlier than yesterday, and then everybody bought their tickets already and I couldn't buy my tickets?
You just have to go to a time you don't prefer, Jen. I'm sorry.
No,
and you could go. Sorry.
No, I just have to go to another theater. And you know I love Phoenix theaters. And by the way, they cost less too. It was a whole thing yesterday. It was a whole thing. Anyway, Wicked's out this weekend. They're showing it for 33 hours straight. I'm not going at 1 in the morning. Who's up at 1 in the morning?
Come on. That's the point. Nobody's there.
I will fall
asleep.
Go
on through.
No, I'll fall asleep. It won't be enjoyable.
I mean, they have people working. Is there popcorn and everything at 1 in the morning?
No.
How do they get people to work at that time? That's impressive.
I know, right?
Okay. We talked about this yesterday. Jen would like to brag next.
I would, because you were complaining about TikTok Shop because you bought two items that you don't like. They didn't work out. You were like using a plastic saw plastic. I don't know. You had a drink container that didn't work. You bought what you thought was like 25 bottles of bourbon, and it was mini Christmas ornaments for $11.
Somebody sent me the link yesterday and said, Tim, you should try this for the bourbon advent calendar that I thought would be a great buy for my buddy Artie and also my buddy Chuck.
Yeah.
And I said, I love you. I really love the fact that you listen to the show. It always means so much to us when you listen to the show. I don't care if it's for 5 minutes or 5 days.
Sure.
That's the link I used.
No.
Yes, do not click on that link. That is the dupe. She also thought it was real. So she thought it was the same thing. She was trying to be helpful. And I appreciate that. It was what I ordered, too.
The
mini
ornament $11.
So you have some
I have
success.
Three. I have three. I have my top three purchased TikTok Shop items. By the way,
like, you would recommend these, or you're just
1,000% would recommend
1,000%.
Them.
Okay. All right. I cannot wait, because I clearly made the incorrect purchases, as I talked about yesterday.
One of them I've purchased from more than once.
Uh-oh. Cannot wait to hear this on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
All right. You had a terrible TikTok Shop experience. I had a really good one. Top three items I bought there. Number one, the African net sponge. Have you seen the ads for this? Because there are people all over TikTok using the African net sponge. Have you seen it?
I've heard you talk about it. I have not seen it.
It looks like you know how you have a loofah, like the puff in the shower?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it looks like one of those that's just straight.
I have seen those.
Okay.
Yep.
But if you want, I totally was targeted. You have to get the right kind. It can't be like just a loofah pulled out, like plastic. It's like this special fabric. It's all tied into little knots. Lovely exfoliant. I use it every day in the shower. I love it. Okay. That's my number one purchase. Number two, Iris and Rainbow. It's this lady that sells bags on TikTok Shop. I have purchased probably, I bet, four or five. And they're more like it's funny. We were talking about going on a cruise yesterday and the iPhone sling pocket and stuff.
Correct. Yeah.
I bought bags like that, like the crossbodies or the, you know, they're like the nylon bags that are more for like function than, I mean, they're cute too, but they're more like functional type of bags. I bought from her, I don't know, maybe three or four times. And the bags are all great quality. I love them all. Large tote. Fantastic. My third item I bought is a death organizer. And my death organizer has been just wonderful to get everything together.
Well, I don't know what that is.
A death organizer. I think that's what it's called.
Well, it is. That's next. So you know that you mentioned that I have a tell, a smirk, when something's about to go down on the air. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. That's how long we've known each other. I don't know if I've seen a Gen 2-y smirk, but like, something is about to happen with this death organizer that apparently is, I don't want to say a top three. You're mentioning three things that you bought off of TikTok Shop that were successful.
Well, you do know me well. That is a tell. That is a smirk.
What is going on? It does not
have to do with the death organizer, because while we were playing that song, full disclosure here, we're all a family. While we were playing that song, I went into my TikTok Shop purchases because I wanted to pull up the death organizer just so I could read you a description of what it was. But whilst doing that, I realized, you know that gift bag I have sitting over there for you that I went to give to you and didn't give to you because you brought me in a gift that you wouldn't give to me?
Very petty. Yes, I remember. It's been sitting next to me 3 feet away for months.
Took a page out of your book. That item is also from the TikTok Shop.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, that's a TikTok tell. I'm going to have to, yeah. I don't know.
I totally forgot about that item on the TikTok Shop. So eventually we will have to talk about this again. So that is why I was smirking. But my death organizer is like a folio. Like, it's like a big binder that has envelopes for pages. And it's where you put all your important documents. Don't look at me like that.
I don't even want to look. I'm trying to absorb what this looks like.
It's like you put your passports in there, your birth certificates. If there's like a deed to your house, like any important things that someone might need should you pass, all of your or your stuff would be
Jen,
in there.
Jen, what are you bringing up on the air?
It's just like a good
morbid.
Place. See how it is? It's like an emergency
binder.
It's
shaped like a skull.
No, it is not.
Why would you do that?
It is not shaped like a skull. It is just a folder of a lot of additional folders.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Right.
It's a very, very good idea.
A very high quality product that I purchased on TikTok Shop. The opposite of what you did. That's why I wanted to tell you about it.
Okay.
You need a death binder. Do you have one? Organizer?
Yes, I just don't call it that. I have with a binder that has all of our stuff in it. Yeah.
Did you get it on TikTok Shop?
No, well, but now I'm afraid to even call it that. I just thought it was, I don't know. It's a better name than Death Organizer. I just feel it's a little early for that.
By the way, they don't call it that. I just did.
We have a message of another TikTok fail that, I don't know, I think it might be a sister of mine that I never knew that I had. Because she did something very similar. We have to read her message.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just can't get past the death organizer phrase. Her message is next. Kellyanne, I've had my debit card hacked twice from buying things on TikTok shops.
What?
She said.
Okay, that's terrible.
Don't they tell you to use a credit card and not your debit card, by the way? Like a debit card's easier to hack, or am I making that up on the air?
I don't know the answer to that.
Somebody probably knows it's very bank aware. I thought I heard that somewhere where it's like a, and I mean, they hack it. I've also been, we probably all at some point in time are wondering what's going on. You've had some mystery items on your account. Hopefully a bank texts you and lets you know, or these, you know, hopefully you haven't. I've been through it once for sure. It's a scary situation. I just felt like for some reason a credit card was safer, but I could be 100% making that up on the air. I don't know if that helps or not.
Did you see Carmen's message? Your long lost sister?
No, we'll get to Carmen. I'll get to Kelly's after that.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I thought you were done with Kelly's with the debit card. So she said she ordered some perfume and when she got it, it was men's. I didn't look at it good to see it wasn't women's and check out. She did exactly what you did.
Do you still wear it if you like the fragrance? Maybe it's a neutral scent.
Oh, there you go. I don't know.
I love that we got the message just when I said I am looking for another fragrance, like another cologne.
Oh, there you go.
So there you go.
Maybe that will be your TikTok shop win.
I will trade you my Buffalo Trace fake advent calendar for your cologne.
Nobody wants that. We'll go.
You have to have a tree that is roughly 4 inches tall for the ornaments to fit.
Need to take a photo of
take a video. I will take a video of both. I meant to do it yesterday. I just was not home. Because I want to show you my fail that's in the fridge and show you the part that I had to cut off and then show you the advent calendar that legitimately nobody would purchase. That's my TikTok fail. Thank you for our TikTok checks yesterday and today. So it was so funny because I'm thinking about this. And if you're new to the show, it's Jen Tui, it's Tim Richards, it's producer Stevie. We are the Jen and Tim show. And many times I usually kind of wait for this because in the summer months, we're out and about, you're doing things, you're swimming, you're hanging out. Not that you're doing things now in the fall and the winter and the spring, but I really kind of consider this binge season. And the other day, probably even Monday, today's Wednesday, I thought to myself, when we talk about shows, and if you're on a show, we share shows. That's what Whatcha Watchin' Wednesday is all about. Are you binging a new show? Or are you rewatching a show, an old show? Let us know what it is. 216-343-1021, or you can shoot us a DM, Jen and Tim Show, and *102 on all the socials. I needed a show on Monday. I found a show that is fantastic. that I can't wait to talk about. And also, we need to, I don't know, refresh the term binge brat.
We have to refresh the term binge brat. And look, we're already like the big shows, like Stranger Things. You know how it's coming out in three chunks, and that's annoying because it's like weeks apart. We're going to have to wait. We're binge brats. We want it all at once. I thought I was a binge brat just about my serious shows. Well, you know how you have like your background shows too? The ones you kind of loosely watch? Apparently, I'm a binge brat about that too. I got so mad the other day. Like,
it was
so
yesterday. You stormed
mad.
In the studio and said, we got to talk about this for What You're Watching Wednesday. Yeah. I said, you. I think I'll just start with my show. It's a Star 102 okay. Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
Because you know I'm going to get mad.
Because we're going to need some time next.
I know. I'm sorry.
For the binge brat segment. I'm just going to say this as a blanket statement. If Claire Danes is in it, I'm going to watch. Because she's fantastic in everything from My So-Called Life 100 years ago to Homeland, the show, probably the first show you ever mentioned to me on a What You Watching Wednesday that I understand ended, I don't know, 6 years ago or whatever it's been now, which is just one of the tremendous shows I've ever watched that she tells everything from her face. She doesn't even have to speak. You can feel her acting. Like, it's unbelievable.
What's so interesting about what you're about to say is that I saw over the weekend so many memes or pictures of her face that said underneath of it, you know, when a show has an opening shot of Claire Danes' face looking like this, it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, and it was almost the way she was acting. Not her role in this, it has nothing to do with Homeland, but her facial expressions, very similar to that. But The Beast and Me, the limited series on Netflix with Claire Danes, Matthew Reese, who was fantastic, Brittany Snow, Jonathan Banks, that I love everything that he's in, whether it's a Breaking Bad or anything else. So that is a six. I think I'm two episodes in, and like, I can't wait to, you know, watch it later on tonight.
I had to look up Jonathan Banks. I don't know who he is.
If you are in the, like, the Better Call Sauls and those type of arenas, the ball headed older gentleman that is, he just talks like this. He is just intimidating. And in this role, he's intimidating again. It's very, very good if you're looking for a show. And we're always looking for your shows. And I can't wait to talk binge brats.
I am such a brat, though. I mean, I really am.
We all are. I mean, really are.
So I'm certainly angry. We have one episode left of The Morning Show this season, and I am dying to watch it. They come out every Wednesday, and I said I was going to wait till they gathered up. It's too good this season. I've watched every week. I'm so annoyed that I've had to do that. I hate that it comes out weekly. So then I have another show, like a loose show. You have a show that you put on like in the background.
It's your nail show, right?
Yes. Yeah. If I'm painting my nails or if I'm folding laundry, this is the show I put on in the background. And I never watch it in a timely fashion. Like, I just watch it when I watch it. And it's always there. It's always there. Right up until apparently I'm caught up.
The weekly releases, I agree, the worst. Turns us into binge brats. So which show is it? Maybe you have a show just like that. All right, give it to us. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
My light background show is The Kardashians. I love to watch The Kardashians when I am doing my nails, when I am folding laundry, because you don't have to be fully immersed paying attention to every detail. Like, you could just kind of listen and watch. It's a loose watch, right? So I go the other day, I sit down, I dump out my laundry, I'm getting ready to fold, and I go to hit play on my Kardashians on Hulu, and it says a new episode out this week. I'm like, what? I thought the Kardashians were just released all at once. No. So we're in season 7, the 7th season on Hulu. There's 10 episodes in this season. There's only 4 episodes out. And guess what? Can't watch it today because it's not released till tomorrow. Why am I waiting weekly for the Kardashians? I don't feel like I need Kardashian suspense. Give me the Kardashians. I want my junk TV while I'm doing my nails and watching and folding my laundry.
I'm getting the look like it's my fault.
I am. Yeah.
I'm not even looking at you because you were so frustrated.
I'm so heated over it.
Especially when you don't know or you're expecting it and you're really looking forward to it. It's a long day. You're running around. You wake up early. You got kids sports. You got this. The laundry's on the floor. You're ready to go. You hit the button. It's not there.
Yeah. Because how long it takes you to get motivated to actually fold the laundry. And that's the only thing that kind of helps get through it, right? Is having on some, you know, guilty pleasure type of background show.
I want to get to Elizabeth's message first. So I haven't started this season of The Morning Show because of what you said, Jen.
Yeah.
Also, I'm cheap and I just want to pay for 1 month of Apple TV. That is always a good play for all of us.
Let me tell you.
Let me get in and out.
That's really smart. And I got to tell, if you're a fan of The Morning Show, I forget what you said her name was. What did you say her name was? You just read her message.
Yeah. Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, you are going to love this season. It is It's the best season yet. It's so good. So, it's so good.
Jackie is first of all, these are great suggestions during a What You Watch on Wednesday. If you have show suggestions, continue to DM us. Between the two of us, we have definitely watched both of these shows, and I think we would highly recommend both of these shows. But great, great shows, Jackie. We will get to those in now less than 3 minutes. You don't want to miss that. What You Watching? That's what we asked today. It's a What You Watching Wednesday on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. So Jackie says, you know what? I'm rewatching Dexter, which I did enjoy that. It's one of her favorites. Have you guys watched it? Do you like it? You didn't. Well, you don't watch
I never watched Dexter. And isn't there a reboot of Dexter
yes.
now that's out?
So, which I heard was also pretty good. I don't know that. I have not watched that. So that's the first show. Second show, I got so excited. I half read very much what I do during my TikTok shopping. also, if you guys haven't seen the show or if you, it is In the Dark. I misread it. If you haven't seen the show In the Dark, that's a good show on Netflix. We both watched that show.
I loved In the Dark. It was a great show. One of my, you actually recommended it.
I did.
You didn't
and I
finish
loved it.
It.
And then it just hit me now that we did not finish that show. It's a great show. It's still on Netflix.
Why don't you go back and finish that show? How far did you
get? I'm
going to
leave right now.
How far did you get? How many seasons? I think there were only like four or five seasons.
There's four
of it.
Seasons.
How do you not finish a four-season show? You watch the entire Pretty Little Liars anthology.
First of all, I still don't know who A is. Don't DM me and let me know. But I got through 100 episodes, and I still have 300 left of that
show. You binged the entire Gilmore Girls. How you have not finished In the Dark is beyond me.
So Gilmore Girls is an absolute lie, but it's intriguing. It's on my list. So remember, In the Dark, I believe they were dropping on CW, and I was kind of like, it's like episode by episode, and I'm not going to be a part of that because of the binge rat syndrome.
Binge rat syndrome.
So I think I just forgot about it and did not watch the final season. I'm adding it to my list literally right now. That's a really good show.
You got to complete the story.
No, I'm going to see what happens with Murphy.
Okay. Yeah, I know. She was great. She was great. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.